When the U.S. federal government failed the people of Orleans after Hurricane Katrina, Americans were not upset enough. And now it seems we've become accustomed to it. The suspicious fires in California and Hawaii continue to go ignored. Thanks to the help of their neighbors, the victims of Hurricane Helene are being looked after, and they can still use our help. According to independent reports, FEMA hasn't been seen helping anyone. And we now know that this is because they have been busy building camps in the area. Camps big enough to house 700 FEMA employees.
Yes. But we were just wondering what it is y'all are doing, and because FEMA's had, you know, they said they were pulling out because of militia and stuff, which that was debunked. So we just want to get the truth out because people are kind of like all over the place.
Understood. Yes.
You know?
Yes, definitely understandable. We are definitely not pulling out. We are actually building this for our responders.
Okay.
For FEMA responders, other federal agencies. We have several of these sites around the area.
Okay.
To help volunteer agencies as well that need lodging that are coming in to help the survivors in the local area.
Okay.
So that's what this is being stood up for.
So this will be for the folks that have lost everything, they need a place to stay kind of thing?
This is for the responders
only
that are helping those folks.
Okay.
We are building these to stay out of the local hotels so that the survivors have the ability to stay in the local hotels.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Now, is there money being provided to the survivors to accommodate hotel or?
Yes, there is.
Okay.
That is not my area.
Okay.
That's our individual assistance and a whole other side of FEMA.
Okay.
Our focus is really on this side to try to do the back-end support for the operation.
And so how many responders will you house here, and how long do you think your response will be?
We're building this to come up to 700 people.
Okay.
And right now, as how long it's going to be, we are unsure.
Okay.
It's really an unknown number for us at this point.
They're going to be there long enough to require tornado shelters.
Tornado shelters,
yeah.
Yes.
Are you all expecting tornadoes here?
We are not expecting tornadoes. We part of the package that goes out is to ensure that all the responders are safe.
Right.
And there's nowhere for people to take cover here. So it's just part of the operation that goes out.
And they are building at least two more just like it.
Okay. Are you building another camp like this somewhere in North Carolina?
We do have another one. We actually have one in Flat Rock.
In Flat Rock,
yes.
Okay.
And then we're putting another one up in Wilkes County.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yep. So we are trying to ensure that there is coverage in the areas that were most heavily damaged.
Why they are building these camps is yet to be discovered. Many are suggesting it's all part of a land grab for minerals. But whatever it is, it does not look like help.
FEMA showed up and spent a lot of taxpayer dollars. I wish I had a number for you. I'm just going to guess 50 million plus to provide a space for their workers to exist to help out sometime in the future. And that's what our federal government does. It spends money. As somebody said in the comments, they're a self-licking ice cream cone. They exist for themselves in and of themselves. What could $50 million do for this area? How many generators could you purchase with $50 million to help out those who need it? And that's what I'm talking about. You know, everything that's come into this area has been the goodwill of the citizens of this nation, the volunteers, the people that are donating clothes and food and money. So many things to help out. And that's because you, the citizens, are doing that, not the federal government.
The federal government may be run by parasites and thieves, but the people have come together to offer help.
Many people who showed up said, I had to do something. God put it in my heart. I had to come do something. And they wanted to help. And they've been able to put them to work. And they organized it like a way I've never seen anything before in my life. I can't really speak to the FEMA part very much, but I do know that the local emergency managements have done an astounding job.
And we can still help. There are wells to be dug to provide people with water at GoFundMe, Western North Carolina Water Well Fund. And the Truth About Cancer have a Helene Relief fundraiser connected to people that are there and responding to people's needs. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese. At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
In the southern part of Texas, in the town of San Antonio,
is a fortress. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Third hour of the American Journal is on. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. Joining me in studio is Gerard Michaels. He is a writer, director, comedian, and podcaster. He hosts Slick and Thick, Canceled Weekly, and Gerard vs. Evil. Those are the three podcasts. You can follow him on X at Gerard vs. Evil and on YouTube at Gerard Michaels. Thanks so much for joining us, sir.
Harrison, great to be here, man. Love your work. And I got to tell you, you, this entire team here at InfoWars, and the people that are listening, watching, and supporting, I cannot tell you what an honor it is to be here. And you guys have been the tip of the spear in this information war. You guys have taken more hits than anybody else. And we are on the precipice of something great. And we would not be here without guys like you and the people that are watching. So I can't tell you, not only am I honored to be here, but I'm so grateful to be here.
Wow, I'm humbled because I feel the same way. We were talking, you know, just before going live. I somehow schemed my way into having a show, and I still pinch myself going, wait, I have a show right before Alex Jones on his network? Like, this is wild, because I grew up watching Alex Jones, and he always was the tip of the spear. And there is this aspect of culture to it, and we were talking just before we went live about engaging in the culture and how necessary that is, and how conservatives and Republicans have totally dropped the ball on this for decades, really. For generations, we've allowed the left to just run the culture in America, and you can see where it's gotten us. So, you know, what is your mission in life? Why are you here today? What are you putting your talents towards?
Well, here's the thing, man. I never wanted to be anywhere near politics, to be honest with you. I got into politics after I, you know, ate my way out of baseball. And, you know, they were groomed. I was in the Christie administration. They were like, this guy's fat. He'll fit in. they were grooming me to, you know, be involved in New Jersey politics, and I hated it. I said, this is horrible. Like, I went to college at the College of New Jersey thinking, you know, I'm an Irish Catholic. My grandmother had two photos above her mantle growing up, and it was Pope John Paul and John F. Kennedy.
Right.
You know, I come from a union family in New York. We're Democrats, right? And then I went to college, and I saw these progressives, and I'm like, nope, I'm not that. You
right.
know, these people, you know, carrying on with their victim mentality. They're somehow the bully until you push back, and then they're the victim. And I'm like, nah, these are the worst people on earth, so I must be a Republican. And then I got around the Republicans, and I was like, oh, these people are just controlled opposition. So,
right.
You know, I was politically homeless for a very long time, and I got into narrative, you know, and I really think naively that there were going to be opportunities for people that had different perspectives.
And you fool.
Yeah. But I will say, the very first job I ever had in television was writing for the Wendy Williams show. And the person that hired me was a black, gay, now I think transsexual person, and a great boss. And he thought it was hilarious having an ex Chris Christie person there.
Right.
He was like, this is going to be great. Then something changed. 2015, something changed. Trump ran for office, and the true demon that is Hillary Clinton made a deal with the devil, with the Democratic Socialists of America. They went full Gramsci, full mm-hmm. culture war. Everybody was put into a box, and we were all turned swords on each other. And it's been 10 years of us. And I kept waiting for, like, what's the line? And there were so many people that I worked with, as, you know, the white guys got whittled out of the entertainment
industry.
Yeah,
seriously.
You know, that were just holding on. And I get it. There's a certain survival instinct, like, you have to try to keep your job. But I'm not mad necessarily even at the left, because the left is getting their marching orders from China. I don't think everybody knows. The business model in Hollywood, the business model in entertainment, is not to make profitable products anymore. So when we say things like Disney's lost $500 million,
they don't care.
They don't care.
Yeah.
Because they're getting that money up front from China. China and the UN and these massive European oligarchs are paying to infiltrate American culture in ways that our people, moderates, conservatives, libertarians, never pay. We cry. Mm. We'll bitch. We'll moan. But we'll never engage. It's just money. It's distribution, right? And that's what kills me. I see somebody like Zachary Levy come out and tweet, you know, I know I'm ending my career by saying this, but I'm voting for Trump and here's why. Country is more important. And you see he gets 20,000 responses and they're all like, liberal Hollywood is the worst. One, they're not denying he's ruining his career.
Right.
Because he is.
Yep.
Two, they're looking at it as liberal Hollywood. Guys, why can't, like, you think Reid Hoffman is some super genius that can just, wow, nobody can figure out Netflix. Why can't we? The step one to save this country is we have to beat the cheat. Too big to rig, baby.
Mm-hmm.
You got to beat the cheat. And don't for a second think that the CIA is going down without a fight.
Right.
These people have lost two elections in the last 80 years, Brexit and Trump won. They're like 57,002, all right? Everybody you know has to go out and vote for Trump. Everybody, like, we have to win by 25 points, and we got to make a statement. He's got to win blue states. He's got to win swing states. He's got to win the popular vote, and he's got to win down ballot.
Yep.
We got to give him the tools to succeed. We can't have him go in and with an adversarial Congress that's just going to impeach and you know, filibuster the whole time and the resistance again. No, he's got to win down ballot. That's step number one. Then step number two is we have to invest in a parallel economy. Mm. We've punted for too long on education. We've punted for too long on tech. We've punted for too long on entertainment. 99% of people don't come home after working a 40-hour week, having to afford their groceries, having to raise their family and go, let me get into the depths of geopolitics right now and try to understand. That's not what happens. They just want to put on The Office. We need our version of The Office.
Yep.
We need our movies. We need our entertainment, because that is how you instill your values. From the very beginning of time, as this species became aware of our opposable thumbs, we sat around the campfire and we drew on the walls, all right? Every religion has parables, right? Our country, our American values will be passed on through the entertainment industry. And we need to, we absolutely have to dedicate ourselves to creating an environment where our message and our voice has a home. And it can't be, like you said, ham-fisted. It can't be own the libs first. It has to be entertaining first. It just make it good.
100%.
Just make it good. They're so bad at it now that we don't even need messaging. Let's just make something good.
Yeah, literally. Yeah,
like, that's it. Make something good. And I think when the pink-haired commie is the bad guy, everybody will get it.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Well, but that's the thing. That's what frustrates me about the, you know, God bless them, the attempts. I mean, we don't have to name them here because, you know, good for them doing what they're doing, producing movies that have, you know, sort of right-wing morals in it, but that's the focus and it's overwhelming. It's smacking you in the face. And it's like, that's not what we need. We need things that are funny. We need things that are entertaining. We need things people want to watch because they just want to watch them. And they can be underpinned by our values. Our morals can come across. Like, how do you think the liberals did it in Hollywood? They weren't making movies that were explicitly liberal. They were making movies that were good with these themes kind of underpinning the whole thing. For some reason, conservatives like can't comprehend that. We refuse to engage in that way. Is it because it feels dishonest? Is it because it feels kind of sneaky? If you're not being overt and over the top, it feels like you're trying to insinuate something. And so we just reject that. Like, why do conservatives have this problem?
I get what you're saying. I would push back that they do. I think that some of the art is in the subtlety, right? Art is when you think of comedy, right? Like when you look at somebody like Dave Chappelle tells a room full of people things they don't want to hear in a way they can't stop listening.
Yep.
I mean, that's the pinnacle. That's the top of the game. And I think there's a ton of conservative, libertarian, moderate people that can do that. there's nobody to finance it.
Right.
Because the people that are paying, they want own the libs.
Right.
You know, do something about the trannies.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Oh, like, because they're looking at a spreadsheet, right? And there aren't a lot of people with our ideology going to USC Film School.
Right.
Right? So they're businessmen. And they've made a lot of money, and they're looking at you know, everybody that they've ever had in their marketing department as a shyster, you know, because a lot of people in marketing are.
Yeah.
A lot of marketing is just trying to figure out a way to keep my budget.
Right.
Right? So they look at these people as scam artists, and they say, look, if I'm going to pay for this, this is what I want. Okay? And number one is the messaging. And it's dumb. It's dumb ROI. And it's dumb ROI when you do cheap stuff like conservatives will only do news, frankly, because it's cheap to produce and the ROI is really high, right? But it's not, because news is dead. After 24 hours, news is dead. There's nothing evergreen about it. Nobody, you've never once gone on a search engine, Rumble. Well, you've never once gone on a search engine and been like, I want to hear what the news was on April 12th, 2008. Right. Like, no.
I look back at shows we did a year ago, and I'm like, what am I talking about? What happened again? I'm like, wait, this was a huge deal at the time, and I don't even remember it now. You're right. It's crazy.
Trump got shot twice, right. A week ago. Nobody talks about it anymore. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, by the way, I liked it better. As much as I'm happy that Trump is alive and I want him to be president, I'd feel more comfortable if our government could actually kill an 80-year-old on the golf course.
Like, you would think.
If we're going to be in two wars, if we're going to be evil, at least be good at being evil.
It's
my God.
It's shameful, the incompetence these days.
A sloped roof took out our guy, but no, we're supposed to beat Vladimir Putin. Please vote, guys. So we have, you know, kind of a, maybe it's guys like me that are do a poor job of trying to pitch this to the financiers, because it's like, somebody's going to watch The Office for the next 200 years.
Right.
Whatever investment you made in that production, narrative is the investment, because it lives forever. It's eternal. It's evergreen.
Yep.
Right? So that's where we really have to get into. We really have to invest in the culture. We have to invest in the future. We have to make it cool. Freedom needs to be cool. And that's what I love about what this MAGA MAHA movement is doing. Elon Musk. It's a coalition.
Mm-hmm.
It's a coalition. These people are coming in. It's almost like an immune response that we've had as a culture. I've been waiting. I've been waiting through COVID. I've been waiting for life. Like, what's the line? Mm-hmm. What's the line, man? Like, what is it?
Yeah.
Your friends are censored. Your friends are deplatformed. They made your buddy's grandma die alone. And they wouldn't let you go to the funeral. That wasn't the line.
Right.
They shut down businesses. They burned cities to the ground and lied to your face and said, nah, it was peaceful. What are you going to do about it? And then they put people on air and they say, well, I don't care. They got insurance. Imagine if I punched somebody in the face, broke their orbital bone. And they were like, why'd you do that? I'm like, they got insurance.
Yeah, seriously.
Right?
Where is the line?
What if we played their game? What if we said, oh, this is an illegal alien. That's an undocumented immigrant. Okay, cool. This is an unscheduled sparring.
Right.
We're just making things up as we go. What are you doing in my house? Oh, I'm not breaking in. I'm an undocumented dinner guest.
Yes, I'm an asylum seeker in your bank account.
We need to have fun. We need to have fun with the way that you want to live in this world. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's live in your world.
No, but you know. You're right on the money, and I've said many times, like, you talk about an information war. Clearly, this is an information war, but almost overarching the information war is the narrative war. I gave a speech called The Narrative War, because we know the leftist narrative.
I teed them right up.
Absolutely. The leftist narrative is like, everything was great and wonderful until those evil white guys showed up and did colonialism all over the place, and we're going to free you from their shackles. I mean, their narrative is constantly reinforced, constantly pumped out. Our narrative has to be established as well. And I think you're right. Elon Musk is doing a good job changing the narrative. Donald Trump is doing a good job changing the narrative. The narrative of our energy has been suppressed and diminished, and we need to break free and just unleash the beast. What's the narrative we need to be pushing in your mind?
Well, one is truth. We have truth on our side.
Right.
Truth is on our side. All right. And traditional voting demographics that would never even consider us are on our side right now, because, again, we have this immune response to gaslighting, all right? And a lot of this commie BS, and call it what it is, it's commie BS, It's nefarious. Mm-hmm. These Nepo babies that have these lifetime jobs in Hollywood and these writers, they don't actually care about these social issues. Mm. They're just bad at their job. And deep down inside, they know they're bad at their job.
Right.
So when they're making horrible scripts, what they're then doing is taking marginalized communities and using them as flesh shields for their garbage.
Yep.
Right? So, oh, you didn't like Ghostbusters? You hate women. Black women especially. No. I hated your script. Yeah. I hated the freaking CGI. I hated the garbage that you just made me sit 2 hours and $40 through. No, you just hate women. No, really?
Yeah.
Look at my browser history, bro. I watch a lot of things with women in them, all right? No, I don't hate women, dude. I hate your garbage.
Yeah.
I hate hacks. But they are using these poor people as flesh shields.
Yeah.
All right? Oh, this new event is the first one to have gay this and that. Because you're couching that, you know it's... you. As soon as I hear that, it sucks.
Yeah.
It sucks. Because...
If it's good, you don't need that.
The idea that there were no roles... One of the greatest movies of all time, Shawshank Redemption, okay? what are we talking? Like 93 here,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
We're saying, you know, Red, Morgan Freeman, the character in the books is an Irish guy named Red, okay? Morgan Freeman gets that role. You know why? Because he is an all-time great actor, and nobody could have done the role as good.
100%.
You understand? Like, we had diversity through meritocracy, and it was nothing better than that.
That's exactly the thing. You know, my wife and I go to these like Shakespeare in the Park sort of things, and you'll see one where it's like it's a guy playing an old woman, but he's the funniest character. He's so good. You're coming away, and everybody's talking about that character because he was just so perfect for the role. Nobody has a problem, right? Gender swapping. And we go see another one where they've clearly gender swapped on purpose. Romeo and Juliet. It makes the story make no sense, right? Because the whole thing is about gender, but you switched it. So now Romeo's a lesbian, and it's just like, well, this is just awful. It's not about a man is a man, a woman is a woman. If you want to have a man play a woman, it's got to be because they're the best at that role, and they knock it out of the park, and everybody understands he had to play that role, just like you're talking about.
Yeah, nobody got mad at Robin Williams for dressing in drag on Mrs. Doubtfire.
Right.
You're 100% right. And I think, but here's what I'll say, and this is where I think we get it wrong. On our side, if you will. And I want to get rid of the sides thing. There is no more left and right in America. John Fetterman is a better statesman than Mitch McConnell. All right. Joe Manchin did more to keep this country together than Lindsey Graham ever could. All right. So there are people that are for their citizens that they are supposed to be serving. And there are whores that have sold out to, I'm sorry if I'm getting an FCC here. There are
Whores.
We'll there are whores that have sold out to international interests.
Yep.
There is no way you can look at the modern Democratic Party and say that they have the best interest of the American citizen in mind.
Right.
And half the Republicans are going along with them. So we have to get out of this left-right paradigm. It's people that care about America. It's people that care about their neighbors. And there's people that are selling their neighbors out.
Right.
And that is where it is. If you want to be a good person and you want to be a good neighbor, I don't care anything else. That's all I need to know about you. I don't care what your religion is. I don't care who you sleep with at night. I don't care unless you're an Eagle fan. That's the only out, you know. But you're cool with me, man. I don't care. You are my American brother or sister, and I will love for you. I will love you. I want you to be happy, healthy. I want prosperity for you, all right? And I want the left to make arguments.
Mm-hmm.
Make an argument for – there's nobody in our country that would say, you know, healthcare is fine as it is. Make an argument of how more money is going to help it, because we keep giving money and money and money and money, and nothing gets better.
Right.
So why should we give your people more money? Right? How is giving all of my money to the bartender from the Bronx going to save me from the weather?
Yeah.
Make the argument. Don't just call me a racist misogynist. Present the argument.
Yeah.
Right? So, I don't know what she's doing with her makeup these days. She's looking like Consuela, but I'm into it. I like it. I got to tell you. I would say this. Those are not bad people in Hollywood. Those actors, they just want to work.
Yeah.
And again, they don't want to do this hacky stuff. They know it. I talk with them. They know it.
Yeah.
They know it's garbage. Nobody wants to do garbage, but nobody wants to starve.
Yeah.
So it's on us. We need it. There's never been an opportunity like this. The capitalists and that are watching this right now, there's a 200 million American marketplace for entertainment that is
not being served.
Actively ignored, if not actively antagonized.
Yeah.
100%. This is the greatest market opportunity in history.
And this is the craziest thing. It's like we've got Armageddon going on. Everything is miserable. Everything is chaotic. There's wars overseas and everybody. And then you go home and the TV sucks too. Like, what the hell? We can't even get good entertainment to distract us from all the nonsense.
Comedy, bro.
Look at, I mean, maybe the best example is like Lord of the Rings versus Rings of Power. I mean, the shows they're coming out with are such trash. They're so abysmal. And I got to disagree with you about the actors being decent. I mean, some of these people that are in these shows, they're the ones pushing this, right? They're the ones saying, you just hate me because I'm a woman or I'm black. And they refuse to acknowledge, like, no, your show is crap. You're a bad actor, right?
So I agree with you. But if there was another place for them to go, Do you think they want to tuck tail and be like, yo, I'm out, dude?
Well, it depends on who we're talking about exactly, but definitely a huge portion of the good ones would go somewhere else. But this is the thing. I talk to people who they tried their hardest to like Rings of Power season one. By season two, they're just like, yeah, we're just watching it because it's so bad. Everybody knows this is bad. There's no fan base for these, and yet they're spending billions of dollars on it because it pushes a message, an evil message, a message of power and hatred and revenge against people who wronged somebody 2,000 years ago.
You see it even more when there is a very popular, very profitable first season or first movie of something that's moderate, let alone pro-American or right. The second season or the sequel,
they'll destroy it.
Is as far, it's almost like a demoralization practice.
Yeah.
It's a humiliate. They don't want you to have it.
Right, like Joker. Right, Joker. It was sort of ironically, the right wing glommed onto it and going, "Hey, he's just like me." And the second one, they just totally, demoralized.
The one that comes to mind more than any else was the John Krasinski, Tom Clancy one.
Mm.
The first season is incredible. The second season is like, oh my god.
Right.
Okay.
And that's, it's like, okay.
Batman. Look what they did with Batman.
Yeah.
Batman was a movie about how bad Batman is.
Right.
They made that last Batman movie by somebody who hates Batman.
Well, and that's it. No, they literally hate the things that they are now in charge of. They have destroyed all of like the great intellectual properties. And, you know, people might think this is sort of like not important. It's the most important thing. It's what we as a culture define ourselves by. You're more likely to, you know, reference Darth Vader being evil than Satan, right? It's almost, and it's not a good thing that's sort of, you know, supplanting religion, but
that's the perfect point. That's the perfect point. There are people that really believe that Jack, you know, died in the Titanic. They think of it as a historical documentary.
Because they know it more. They respond to it more. They reflect it more.
It connects.
Yeah.
You know, I think, Teddy Roosevelt said it best. Nobody cares what you know unless they know they care. Right.
And we've
punted on education. We've punted on tech. We've punted on television. We've punted on movies. Where is the next generation supposed to get their information from?
Right.
Where is the next generation get their culture from? Right. It's shocking to me.
It sucks. It feels like we are living in a zombie culture. I mean, I almost feel bad. I have a 3-year-old son, and I cannot show him the new stuff for kids because it's awful. The messaging is terrible. It's all this victim mentality or you're trying to teach children to be more open-minded. It's like a child is too open-minded. Children do not need to be told to like trust the stranger. Like, this is insane. So then I end up just showing him stuff from my childhood and I'm like, are we just living in this Groundhog Day like perpetual purgatory where like I have to show my kids stuff that was made in the 90s because stuff nowadays, you know, is trash, but it's because nothing is good. There's nobody like us making, content that I'd want to show my kids. So yeah, we're stuck, you know, showing stuff from 30 years ago. We're living in a dead culture. Hopefully we can reverse that. We got to go to break right now. We'll be right back with Gerard Michaels at Gerard versus Evil, or that's Gerard vs Evil, and at Gerard Michaels on YouTube. We'll be right back with more How We Conquer Through Narrative. Stay with us.
So I'm just asking you to keep me in the fight. And we got great t-shirts and incredible blow you away supplements and everything at our great sponsor, YellowstoneStore.com. There's a VIP section on there that I noticed was getting really a lot of traction. And because I hadn't really, you know, because other folks own this, other folks that are great run this, the folks at Big League, great Patriot backers, Total Patriots, J-Sexers, you name it. I didn't realize how good the VIP thing was. So when I saw this the other day, I said, I better talk about this. So if you're a member of the Alex Jones VIP Club at alexjonesstore.com/VIP, or there's just a big link at the top of the page, this is a critical time in our nation. We don't know what the future holds for the operation. The following information I'm about to relay to you is imperative so we can stay in touch, you can get great products, and keep me on the air one way or the other along with the crew. Monthly member credits. Every month, as a VIP member, you get $40 of free store credit. Did you hear what I just said? That's right. It's like money in your pocket for the best products on the planet. So you pay $30 to be a VIP, and then you get $40 free. That's $10 you make. All the Alex Jones products at the best prices. We're talking about 10 to even 40% off the already existing sales. So sometimes becomes lost leaders in the store 24/7, 365 days a year. This is an unbeatable pricing you'll never find anywhere else. Automatic double entries in any of the giveaways, like the awesome turbo diesel super truck, $138,000 value, plus $1,000 cash. The winner of the sweepstakes will be announced on the 30th this month. You want to win? I know you do. As a VIP, you'll get double entries in every single giveaway. No effort, just double your chances, just like that. Exclusive VIP-only giveaways. This is where it gets big, folks. VIP members get entered into their own exclusive giveaways every month. Nobody else is allowed in these. Early access to products, promos, and giveaways. VIP members get first access to new products, promotions, and giveaways before anyone else. You're in the know. Oh, and did I mention orders over $99? Free shipping. We're not letting shipping costs slow you down. It just goes on from there. So, thealexjonesstore.com/VIP. Or just at the top of thealexjonesstore.com, you see the VIP button. We're fighting the new world order. I don't have billionaire backers. I am not controlled by anybody but my own soul, my own brain. I'm trying to do the best job I can. Thealexjonesstore.com, it's up to you whether you want to back the number one broadcaster that the enemy hates the most. I mean, they literally hate my guts. Because they know I'm for real, and I can't be bought, and I can't be intimidated, and I'm wild, and I scare them, and I don't know why I'm such a lovable, friendly person, but Satanists and pedophiles do not like me, and that's good because I don't like them either. And look, we've already done irrevocable harm to them; we've already just devastated them. I mean, world government, the New World Order's everywhere is being talked about. The whole world's turning against them. They're super dangerous as they're throwing the kitchen sink at us to try to keep control. And I just don't think at 50 years old, after 30 years, when I understand things better than I've ever understood, that I should let these criminals, these globalists, run me to ground. So, I don't give up. Vince Lombardi, winners never quit and quitters never win. I mean, I have moral fortitude and will and commitment. I just instinctively can't stand these people. I know they're super dangerous villains. I know they want to break all of our wills and make us super poor, to dictate total control over us with a social credit score, and that it's a super high-tech system of slavery. And you look at the globalists, they're the most slithering, disgusting snakes and scum. And are we going to sell out our species like this? I mean, it's just, this is a joke. This is ridiculous. We're changing the world. They want to censor everybody because the globalists are weak.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Third Hour of American Journal. I'm your host, Harrison Smith, in studio with Gerard Michaels. Well, let me take a quick moment to tell you, remind you, that we are, perhaps against our own best interest, giving you a truck if you want one. The truck giveaway on the alexjonesstore.com is coming to an end on Wednesday. So I just wanted to remind you, you have 2 days left to make a purchase and get an entry into this raffle. You, our listeners, have kept us on air for nearly 3 decades, and this is our way of giving back to you. Time is running out to enter to win on the alexjonesstore.com by either submitting your email or being automatically entered for every dollar you spend on the store. Check out our amazing shirts, hats, and supplements at thealexjonesstore.com, and make sure you sign up for the Alex Jones VIP Club for just $30, and you get $40 instantly in store credit, and I think you even get extra rally tickets to win this car. So thealexjonesstore.com. It is a beautiful, powerful truck, and you can win it today. You don't even have to buy anything. Just go and sign up for it, and you could potentially win.
but the more you buy, the more likely you are to win the truck. And again, it's just our way of saying thank you for supporting us through all of these trying times. And if you go to thealexjonesstore.com, we will continue this operation into the future as long as humanly possible. So thank you for that, thealexjonesstore.com. So Gerard versus Evil on X, at Gerard Michaels on YouTube, talking about the narrative war that we are in right now and just the stupidity of I don't know, I shouldn't be so, you get more flies with honey than vinegar, but it does make me angry how incapable it seems conservatives are at taking seriously entertainment. We just feel like it's beneath us, or we just can't do it. I don't know why, but we have the funniest people. And, you know, when you look at going back to the comparison of Lord of the Rings versus Rings of Power, Lord of the Rings is right wing. Harry Potter, I would say, is right wing. It has these values of family and nation, and it's everything that we champion, that we represent. People resonate with it because there's something distinctly human about these messages. Then you see when they're taken over by left-wing psychopaths, everybody hates it. It's not entertaining. It's not funny. It's not good.
Yeah, the orcs become the good guys.
The orcs have families.
The sympathetic refugee orcs.
It's absurd.
Yeah. So, yeah, the authoritarians find anti-authoritarian messaging, and they bastardize it purposefully. Right. Yep. And it's not like we haven't tried, but then we do, like those Ayn Rand movies that were so beyond bad.
Right.
You know, but to your point, doesn't have to be this way. We have the funny people. We have the sexy people now. Right.
Yes.
We have the cool people, man. You know, Bosa going out there last night on Monday Night Football, throwing his MAGA hat out there. Yes. Like, you know, we've come a long way from 49ers, you know. Praising Fidel Castro and taking a knee during the anthem, right? So
even just the last year, things have gotten so much better culturally for us. Yeah.
Unfortunately, they had to break it for people to listen to us. I mean, I wish they would have listened to us 4 years ago when we were like, they're going to break this thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Things are going to get really expensive around here. Like you know, but unfortunately, they had to break it.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess my message, if I could filibuster for a second.
Please. The floor is yours,
and
sir.
And if I'm being too preachy, guys, I'm sorry. A, I'm very passionate about this. B, I'm super pumped up after Trump's seven-hour set last night
at
Madison Square Garden.
No, I'm not sure if you've seen the logo here. This is, in fact, InfoWars. Please, go off, sir. That's what we're here for.
We need everybody to be in. To be too big to cheat, too big to rig. Forgive me. Beat the cheat. Too big to rig. I gotta stay on message. And that includes your undecided and your liberal friends. Give them an olive branch. To the people listening to this, give your liberal friends an olive branch when they go into that voting booth. That can act as their confessional. They can go in there. And they can make an act of contrition, because I think a lot of these people are genuinely good people that were misled by truly devious people. And they know that they're on the wrong side of history. They know that forcing people to get experimental injections that they didn't want was the wrong thing to do. They know that forcing lockdowns was wrong. They know that censorship is wrong. They know that deplatforming is wrong. They know that making grandmas die alone in a nursing home is wrong. They know that they are on the wrong side, but their social circles won't allow them. They're prisoners of this ideology, but not in that voting booth. In that voting booth, it's just them. They're alone. This is their opportunity to apologize. This is their opportunity to make it right. This is their opportunity to start with a clean slate. You go into that voting booth and you do the right thing and you vote against this evil regime that manipulated you, that has put you in this position. You just wanted affordable health care and happy black people. I totally get it. But they used this. They abused the best parts of you. They weaponized your empathy and they turned you against your neighbor. And they need to be held accountable for that. And this vote coming up is your opportunity to do that. With nobody watching, with no repercussions to your social life, with no getting canceled in your leftist ecosystem. Go into that booth and tell your dad you're sorry. All right?
Right.
Go into that booth, and this is your act of contrition to
make
this
your
country
dad proud,
that's given
yeah.
you so much. All right? And that is the message that I really want to get out to everybody who's either undecided or on the left. You get in that voting booth, it's your chance to do the right thing. We can't go back and change what's happened, but you could be a part of helping us fix it.
Right.
And that's coming up soon.
Well, and I totally resonate with that because I went through that. And what I always ask people is like, do you like being made a fool of? Do you like being lied to? Because like, you know, I was one of the same people. I just wanted happy black people and you know, cheaper health care. I voted for Obama in 2008. But as soon as he started governing, I was like, oh, you tricked me, you son of a, you yeah. know, I are you okay with being tricked? Are you okay with being lied to? Like, yeah, the rhetoric is great. It's all very highfalutin and joy and all this. Great. You like that. When you see that it's a lie, why do you keep going along with the liar? Why don't you rebel against the liar? Why don't you punish the person for tricking you, right?
How many more hours of my life have to go to Ukraine before I get the health care?
Right.
You know, like, come on, guys.
Yeah, why do you like being made a fool of? I don't like being made a fool of, and Democrats just make fools of people over and over.
You're dealing with truly evil people, true ghouls, who yep. all they did is kept the war machine going. They realized that America no longer had an appetite for bullying poor brown people in the desert. So they were like, oh, let's just bully poor white people.
Yeah,
you know,
transmogrify
like,
it. Yeah.
yeah. So they just took the war in Iraq and made it Ukraine. And now mm-hmm. we're fighting Russia. America hates Russia. Guys, it's the war machine. They're just milking us dry. They're milking Ukraine dry of generations of men. They're milking us dry of all of our tax dollars. Guys, these people have got to go. They've got to go, and this is your opportunity. We've never been presented with an opportunity like this.
Right.
We've never been presented with an opportunity to make it right. We've got a second chance as a country. When was the last time? This is the first time in my life I've ever been excited to vote for a presidential candidate.
100%.
And I was never a big Trump guy, right? Podcasts have helped that I got to know him, and he's hilarious, right? But it's more than that. It's Robert Kennedy. Just imagine giving Robert Kennedy the paintball gun from Entourage and having Robert Kennedy walk into the CIA, the building that killed his uncle and his father, with that paintball gun and like Ari Gold going doof, 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 doof. Everybody with a yellow is fired.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Just think of that. Think about, you know, Elon Musk live streaming bringing a toilet bowl into the Capitol building and being like, oh, by the way, $2 trillion is gone. Here's your
yeah,
budget.
Yeah.
Like,
here's your refund, America. Yeah.
And if you didn't like Trump's first term, you know, because you didn't like, you know, cheap things and no wars, whatever, fine. This is another opportunity. He's given acts of contrition.
Yeah.
We've never in my life heard a president say, yeah, I made mistakes. Not even Bush.
Right.
This dude went in and said, yeah, I listened to the wrong people and I hired the wrong people. It won't happen again. I believe him.
Yeah.
I believe him.
The fact that he's saying it, as you're pointing out, is totally unique in American politics.
Unique.
Yeah.
And now he's surrounding himself with young people who want to run lean. Vivek wants to run lean.
Yeah.
Elon wants to run lean. Right? Yeah, there's no more John Boltons in there. There's no more Bill Barrs in there. No. They're going to gut it. They're going to – this is the accountability we're looking for. This is the accountability for them taking Occupy Wall Street and then using it as a reason to start a race war because yep. we can't have populism. This is our way to get back for them for the Patriot Act. This is our way to get back to them for 2008. This is our way to get back to them for their lies and their conceit and the millions of lives that they've cost around the world. This is our chance to make it right. We've got a second chance, man. We should be so excited. And I'm telling you, do not think for a second that CIA, NATO, the UN, the WEF is going down without a fight.
Right.
Get out there and get everybody you know to get out there too. It has to be overwhelming. You know, but man, you should be excited about it.
Yeah.
Because this is a beautiful opportunity that honestly we haven't had in our adult lives, Harrison.
Right. No, and I mean, just look at the number of literal miracles that have kept us up to this point, including, you know, Donald Trump getting grazed by a bullet on live TV. I mean, God is sending us a message. God is going, here's your chance. Here's your opportunity. Seize it if you want. But of course, it's up to us with our free will, whether we actually seize on this and whether we bring it to fruition or whether we allow it to slip through our fingers. And, you know, your point about the people on the other side who have been tricked and are still being tricked, they're genuinely good people. I truly believe that. And they, I don't know if they just don't understand that their empathy is being weaponized, that they're being taken advantage of, but it's this pathological altruism that has them thinking they're sacrificing their own, you know, wealth and their own country on some sort of altar of diversity. It's like, you're being fooled. We know you're a good, we know you're good people. We don't think you're evil, but you're being led by the nose by evil people. And you got to wake up. You got to wake up. You got to realize what's going on. And again, it all goes back to narrative. They've fallen for the false narrative of humanity.
Those people that aren't awake are probably not ready to be awake yet. I'm more specific to those that are awake, but are in a prison. The left does an incredible job of getting their people in line or else.
Right.
I'll cancel you. I'll shame you. All your friends will disappear. Your coworkers will make sure you get fired. Like, it's a very, if somebody's in education, if somebody is in the entertainment industry, somebody's in comedy, you can't come out. There's a reason Zachary Levi, a guy who starred in a Marvel movie.
Right.
It's one of the most powerful men in entertainment. You get anything green light he wants to get greenlit. He's Shazam.
Right.
And he has to come out and make a declarative statement going, I know my career's over.
Yeah.
But, so now if you're the grip, are you going to say that?
Right.
If you're the guy making 70 grand a year with a wife and two kids, just trying to keep your job, are you going to come out and stand on principle? We can't expect them to do that. It would be wrong to expect them to do that without us having something parallel for them to come to.
Right.
This is our mistake. So all we could do is provide them with empathy and say, I don't need you to come out publicly. I'm okay to be the mistress.
Right, right.
Just do the right thing in private. No one's going to be around in that voting booth, man. Do the right thing.
Yeah.
Do the right thing. This is your opportunity to do the right thing. This is your opportunity to apologize. This is your opportunity to start anew. We all need it. This whole country needs it. We're all coming together. Black, white, gay, straight, we're all coming together. You're seeing it. Kamala's not doing rallies in the Bronx.
Right.
Right?
And Trump is.
Although it would be hilarious so to see what voice Kamala came up with.
Oh, man.
She was all of a sudden, Kamala comes out sounding like Fat Joe. What up, BX?
It's not even that far off, honestly.
He does not deserve to stand behind. It'd be like Michael Scott doing an impression of Gil so Scott crazy. Heron. She'd be Michael Scott, Gil Scott Heron. My God, she's the worst actress on earth.
It's crazy. It's crazy that they fall for it. And, you know, I don't know. I think I'm a little less leaning to you, but you're right. I mean, I get it. You know, if you're a grip or something, you don't want to, but like, you got to get over that, and you got it because it's false. It's projected onto you, this idea. And it's so deeply ingrained where like, cause I even have to do it myself where like, I'll have friends, they'll be talking and they'll use like white as a pejorative, right? They're like, oh, we went there. It was so white.
Yeah.
And I kind of, you know, It's natural to just go, haha, yeah, that's
move out
sucks.
Of Austin, bro.
Yeah, but no, but you got you gotta overcome their pressure and just go, you know, what's wrong with that?
Yeah, or, those are lemmings, right? So like those are people that are just desperate to fit in. And the way that you do that is the way that I do that. I was like, oh, are they too white?
Yeah, yeah. You got to ridicule it. Exactly.
Ridicule is a powerful tool, right? Because they're looking around and see like, is everybody still doing? Are we still doing the white people?
Right.
Thing? Like, is fetch still a thing? No, they're like, oh, he's too white. And all of a sudden, they don't do it anymore.
Yeah.
Right. So you do have to push back, but satirically, right?
Right.
Don't sit down like Matt Walsh and try to engage in a 15-point dissertation about why Amber Rose shouldn't have her 3 million people join the Republican Party, that idiot. So what
right.
you do is you kind of what we used to do in the 90s. You tease.
Right.
You mess around. Right. You poke and you prod. And then you push them, let them know, show them where the boundary is.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
give them the opportunity to come back and assimilate. Like this is what we all did growing up. It was called having a grandpa. Like,
right.
grandpa, that's me. Yeah, no, duh, idiot. If you don't want me to do mean things, don't do dumb things, right?
Right, like, right, right.
Yeah, that was part of growing up.
Yeah.
It's called a feedback loop, right?
Yep.
So these people need a place. They need a home and all this other stuff. And I get them. They're annoying. I totally get it. But also at the same time, they're necessary. You know, we got to show them the way. We got to be the leaders here.
Well, and look, and the truth is, these people do what they think, you know, it's a herd mentality. It's almost an evolutionary thing where it's like, I just got to do what everybody else does. They don't kick me out of the herd. They're followers. And that's bad. Like, I would love people thought for themselves. The fact that they don't means if we could just have a parallel economy, if we could have, dominance of the culture, then they'll be just as loyal to us as they are to the current regime. They just don't feel safe expressing this right now.
Harrison, man, I'm on my fifth X account.
Right.
All right. I just had a 200,000 follower TikTok account deleted.
Oof.
Just gone. Woke up to it gone.
Yeah.
Okay. I have been kicked out of comedy clubs for life. All right. I've lost hundreds of thousands of dollars.
I believe it.
I wouldn't want this for anybody.
Right.
This is my cross to bear. You work at InfoWars. has this been an easy time in your professional life?
It's been amazing, to be honest with you.
Yeah. So I wouldn't. This, what we've decided to do, our paths are not for everybody.
Right.
All right. And I don't want it to be for everybody. I want the pain and the suffering that I have endured, and many people like me. All right. Carol Ann Miljavik is one of the funniest human beings on earth. Nobody knows her. She's got a million followers. Okay. But she's got five kids and she's pro-life. So Hollywood wants nothing to do with her.
Right.
Okay. She should be selling out arenas.
Right.
And there's so many people like that. Dave Landau, who I work with, incredibly funny guy. But he made the mistake of going on, shows that were deemed right wing. And now one of the funniest men in Hollywood just worked the mothership for the first time.
Right.
This is not for everybody. And it doesn't have to be for everybody. The grip doesn't need to fight this battle.
Mm.
The electrician doesn't need to fight this battle. I wish they would? Absolutely, man. It would make my life so much easier if you guys would come on board. But I don't need that. What I do need is for you to acknowledge reality and that the status quo is going to kill us all.
Yeah.
Just do the right thing in the voting booth and we'll call it squaresies. Right. We'll call it squaresies. All right. Like, just do the right thing. Do the right thing for your brother. Do the right thing for your father. Do the right thing for every white guy who's been called evil, for every man that's been called a misogynist, teach these people a lesson that this is not how you gain power in America. You have to add value. And I'll tell you something else. I really, truly believe that this doomsday, the doom scrolling, the Armageddon stuff, it's only this moment. And I think it's coming from abroad. I think this is the messaging. I think this is the culture that they want us demoralized. They want us humiliated. They want us feeling like America is dead and dying. That's what they want us to believe.
Right.
But there's no reason to believe that. The future is unreal. There was just a guy on Rogan said, if we make it five more years, we're going to be 150.
Right.
And if we make it 10 more years, we're all going to live to 200. Think of the amazing things that can be done. Now, there's going to be some awful stuff, too. I'm sure we're going to have 100-year mortgages coming up soon. You know what I'm saying? Right. But also at the same time, all the jobs are going away. Why? We can't. There's jobs we can't even fathom. You could be right. There's 50 years from now. You could be a tour guide on Mars. You have no idea the jobs. We have no idea the economy. We have no idea the possibilities that lie ahead. Like make America great again. Yeah, let's do that first. But then we can make America greater than it's ever been. And we gotta believe in that because it's true.
Yeah, absolutely. And that is the message that's coming from Elon Musk. That's the message that you saw in Madison Square Garden yesterday. It's an optimistic outlook of the future, which is not the message that's coming from the Democrats. And again, that's what I don't get how that even resonates with people. This just we're all evil and we all have to pay for the sins of our forefathers. It's depressing. It's dragging us down. We need the Elon Musk. We need the Donald Trumps. We need the people who tell us actually the future is as bright as you want to make it.
The Gerard Michaelses.
The Gerard Michaelses. Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, dude.
The Alex Joneses. Yes.
The Alex Joneses. Has anybody been vindicated more than that guy? Has anybody?
or punished for being right?
Yeah. I mean, you guys have been the tip of the spear and your audience is incredible that no matter what they do, they find you. The audience deserves so much credit. They take you off of one place. Your audience snips around like a bunch of truffle pigs. You're like, where's my Jones?
Exactly.
I need to find out. I'm Jonesing for Jones. Because you've been right.
No, we're like the rebels from Star Wars, like hopping from base to base, while the Death Star pursues us.
But yeah,
other than that.
Yeah.
No, but you're exactly. I mean, the credit belongs entirely to the audience. We have the most fired up and amazing audience you could ever imagine. And I know people say that a lot, but like, it's different at InfoWars. It's very different. This isn't just, you know, some Hollywood person going, oh, and it's the audience. I love you guys. Like, no, we would not be here without you. We have no other sponsors. Like, we have no other reason to do this. If we don't serve our audience, they'll do away with us. But they've been good because I hope we've fulfilled our end of the bargain of just telling the truth. But again, it's the narrative. And I think, again, that's what underlines it. It's an information war, but it's the narrative of where humanity's going. And where we're headed and where we've been, their narrative that they're pushing is completely inverted, and they actually want to take us back not just to the, you know, whenever, like the 30s under the Nazis. Like, they want to take us back to before human rights were a thing. They want to take us back to pre-1776. Mm-hmm. They want to get rid of the representation. They want to get rid of the participation of the citizenry in the actual governance. They want a technocratic domination, and it's just against everything that the humanity has worked for the last 2,000 years. They want to go back to a time before freedom, before individual rights, before representative, governance. And I don't know why people are going along with it.
Well, because truly our side, we love humans. Mm. Our side is the side of love, but we're tough love. Mm. We're sarcastic. We don't feel bad for you because, oh, the world is against me. Yeah, the world's against everybody. All right. Everybody has a different... Everybody got dealt different cards.
Right.
It's how you play your hand, right? And if you're hearing that and thinking what I said is either racist or sexist or misogynist or ableist, you're snitching on yourself.
Right.
Okay? We love you, and we want to see you succeed, and we will help you, but we want you to quit being a little bitch.
100%.
The other side will hug you and cuddle you, but they hate you.
Right, yeah.
They hate you, right? They think of you as... less than. They think of you as a dog. They think of you as, look, you can live in my house and I will feed you. And if you're good, I will pet you. But if you bark at me once, I will cut your nuts off.
100%.
They want poodles. America's a land of wolves.
Yeah.
And that's the truth.
And we need to grasp that again. And again, that's what I hope. And you know, we're talking about just like the average person. We got to get across that, like, you just can't be fearful. You can't submit to this stuff because of the social pressure. Just say what's right, say what's true, do what's right, yeah. Support who you want, wear the shirts that you know, like yours, advertise, you know, what you know to be true.
Too big to rig, baby.
Don't be, and you know, we played the clip of Tucker Carlson saying it. Donald Trump and this movement and everything we've been involved in has given you permission to tell the truth. Mm. So grasp it, seize it. It's the greatest thing ever.
I agree with everything said except one thing. I do think fear is healthy because what we are up against is the most powerful and corrupt machine in the history of governance. It's going to take a miracle for us to beat this cheat. These people have no scruples.
Right.
They're willing to rig their own primaries. You don't think they would rig a, you know, I don't know what we're allowed 100%. To say, what we're not. But
oh, we're allowed to say whatever you want. Yeah, they're going to rig it, yeah.
So the just track the logic. They'll rig their own primaries against people that they like, but they won't rig an election right. against people they think is Hitler. Like, what are you, nuts? In what world are you living in, man? Like, oh, no, they would never do that. Yeah,
what a great point.
Yeah.
My God, we could go on for hours. This has been so entertaining. You'll be on the shows later. At Gerard versus Evil, at Gerard Michaels on YouTube. Gerard Michaels, thank you so much for joining us. Wow.
Wear a Trump t-shirt. Put a sign on the lawn. Wear a MAGA hat, you know? And then if people confront you, say, yeah, that's right.
Elon Musk is absolutely right. We need to show our support for President Trump as a champion against the globalists, as the champion, by wearing his shirts out in public and not being ashamed. Because the majority of Americans, the numbers show, support Trump, but they're still scared to say it. You will meet so many like-minded people when you wear President Trump shirts. We've got some great ones at thealexjonesstore.com. But InfoWars shirts are recognized by patriots and tyrants alike as the symbol of the resistance, old school, true rebels, true mavericks against tyranny. Now, when you go to thealexjonesstore.com, there's amazing hoodies, ball caps, new designs getting added every few days, amazing t-shirts. But two of the shirts are marked up a little more than $25, $30 or so, so that you can really know you helped fundraise. And it's the classic InfoWars red on navy blue, and it is the Punisher shirt right here that everybody really loves. because it's true. Rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God, 1776. So both of these shirts are our best sellers. I want to thank those of you that have supported. I want to encourage those of you that haven't supported to get them both, thealexjonesstore.com, right now at this critical time. InfoWars should be shut down in just 21 days as the time I'm taping this, but your support of our sponsor will keep me on the air one way or another. But it takes funds to get all that set up, and it's happening right now. So now's the time of action. Go to thealexjonesstore.com and get both these amazing shirts. Again, the Rebellion to Tyrants is Obedience to God shirt is one of the special fundraisers, and so is this classic InfoWars. Notice this is an XXL. It's baggy now. In just the last few months, I've been taking the Ultimate CMOS, and it's helped me lose all this weight. Find that as well and help keep us on air one way or another at thealexjonesstore.com. Thanks for your support.